This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 9th of October, 1953. The title of this lecture is Occluded Case. This tape is 59 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape ends abruptly, as did the original master recording.
Here on the afternoon of October the 9th, at 726 Cooper, we just had some reports that summed up more or less a couple of experimental runs we had here on what is commonly referred to as an occluded case. Now, we've been running on these cases some admiration processing and been getting a lot of explosions. Any of these, in the business of trying to achieve a technique effect on a pre-care, business of trying to achieve an effect upon a preclear, I refer you to the factors. Somebody who is dead again in Scientology said that he seems to attach considerable importance to this, although we can't figure it out ourselves. I dropped back a note. I said, that's all you can figure out about it. But anyway, that's right, didn't mail the note. I was quite struck by the fact that people who are very afraid of the effects being created upon them and so on seem to be very afraid of the factors and of the fact that they don't understand them. And so forth. Actually is very clear. There's been no alteration in the factors. That's the factors. And these were the factors simply because they are the components back of the plate pre-clear start running into, and I put them together like that, figured them out, let them roll. Now, you have cause and effect, and the cause is trying to achieve an effect, and the effect is simply attention, so that you have attention in between the cause and effect there. You can't achieve an effect on anybody unless you get their attention. That's an interesting fact, if you look around, a very simple fact. Attention belongs in there, really, but there isn't any reason to have it there. It says it later in the factors. Just follow to your attention the fact that an effect cannot be achieved without getting somebody's attention. Well, all right, let's take a pre-clear with his attention scattered all over the place and let's try to cause an effect on it. Now, a person actually diverts and disperses his attention, so an effect can't be caused on him. Works both ways. So, here you have an effort to raise the attention or awareness level of the preclear is fought immediately by the fact that the preclear does not want his awareness level. Because when you pick up his awareness level, you make him more liable to an effect being caused upon him. Right? You bring up an attention level, he thinks immediately that you're going to increase pain on him. Oh, oh. Feeling his condensed looking. If his attention is very dispersed, and he is very condensed, he feels pain very, very sharply, extremely. But if he does not have this factor of condensation, he does not feel the pain. As his awareness goes up, it's awareness of looking, not awareness of feeling. And he becomes less and less liable to pain, the more and more aware he becomes. The preclear doesn't know this. You needn't tell him. But that is your preclear fighting feeling. Fighting feeling is very, very strange. Anybody starts fighting feeling, they start condensing looking. They only start fighting feeling when they find their looking getting condensed. So the first thing they did was start to fight looking. And then they started to fight feeling. And after they fought feeling for a little while, they started to feel pain. It is the preclear's energy itself which, by resisting the incoming condensation of particles, causes the pain, the sensation known as pain. The resistance of the GE causes the pain. That's the preclear, as far as you're concerned, with Homo sapiens. If the GE didn't resist, he wouldn't feel any pain. That's the old trick of the masked universe. You get somebody fighting something, he fights them more and more, he gets more and more condensation, and the first thing you know, it can hurt him. He starts, quote, feeling bad about something. And would you believe it, that very low on the tone scale, you can actually give somebody a piece of news, or you can give them some slight remark, and they get the actual sensation of pain. This is because they're down to a point where feeling is moving into thinking, and their thinking is getting condensed. And when thinking gets too condensed, it is a painful thought. If you can conceive of a juggernaut moving in on somebody, at first it's at 2 light years, and so on, it condenses a little bit. And after he comes in a ways, why, he can, quote, feel the juggernaut. And when the juggernaut comes in very, very close to him indeed, he would start to get a very solid sensation, and when he'd feel the effort of the approach of the juggernaut. I beg your pardon, let me put the interstep in there. As it came in, he would start feeling emotional about the juggernaut. He would be upset and afraid about the juggernaut. And then as it came in closer, he would feel the effort of trying to push the juggernaut away long before it touched any object from which he was operating. And we get in this wise emotion and effort. And then we get, what do you know, as it pushes on in, we get thinking. After the juggernaut ran over him, he would sit there and think. Now, when he first starts looking, he is totally capable of thinking about juggernauts very freely, and they probably don't worry him very much, except as their aesthetics might impinge themselves upon his looking. He is capable, at that extension, of mocking up a sensation. But in starts the juggernaut, and from just looking, we get into a band of emotion about juggernauts, and from emotion we get into effort about juggernauts, and from efforts we get into physical pain. We're going down to the second band now about juggernauts, and when we get into physical pain, we then get into thinking about juggernauts again. And there is what's known as circuitry, low-tone thinking. What kind of thinking is it? Well, it lies under pain. There is, by the way, a whole series of these possible, as you saw on the doctor tapes. There's thought, emotion, ever, thought, emotion, ever, thought, emotion, ever, thought, emotion, ever. And actually, there's a tiny, tiny gradient scale of effort lower than thinking about the juggernaut. There's also a little emotion lower than thinking about the juggernaut. Pain, as we experience pain, lies at about 1.8 on our tone scale. So you see where most of our pre-clears, when we first pick them up, are liable to be operating below the level of pain. So we start turning on their awareness, and they have the sensation that if somebody yanks something away from them, it hurt badly. Well, all right, let's get somebody carrying something away, and we get the sudden stretch of condensation, and it starts stretching this band. And so from thinking about it, he goes into an effort about it, which goes into an emotion about it, which goes into looking at it. As something traveled away from him and stretched his lookingness, then this is what would occur. He would go through those bands as he started on a tone scale. Is there any real reason why he should go up tone scale by stretching the bands? No. But that's why your preclear hates to give up anything, and your psychotic is dismally, morbidly afraid of giving up anything. As you watch a psychotic deteriorate, or as you watch a very neurotic person deteriorate, or a normal, you watch them going on through life, they get in worse and worse shape, they become more and more concerned with pain in their body. And after they get down so low, they go through various bands of it. They get down so low, they are concerned about actual physical pain. And then they get concerned about being hurt emotionally. And then they get concerned about afraid to think a thought because it's so painful. Then they're afraid to let go of anything because they know the hell of a time they had getting that condensed. They know this. If there's anything they know that if they uncondense, it's going to have to go back across the time track again. You're going to have to go back into the past, naturally. Why? Because these things are going to stretch, and they will stretch from thinking circuitry into effort, into emotion, into looking. Well, all those little gradients. You see, if it goes downscale, it goes, look, but look belongs in there. Look, emotion, effort, think. Look, emotion, effort, think. Look, emotion, effort, think. That's the way it looks, huh? As you grab it. Well, all right, you pull out anybody's anchor points, and it hurts. One thing they're afraid of is ridicule. So loss actually does terrible things to somebody, because you yank out the anchor points, and what they do is go through this thinkingness of thinking they have been pulled back out again. And this, of course, makes loss painful. All right, this is very obvious to you, but you have here a problem of attention. 1950, we were talking about attention units, too many attention units lost in the bank. Well, the person gets too many attention units pushed in on him. He's given attention units, they've been pushed in, and as these are pushed in, they come back to a heavy, heavy condensation, and when that condensation gets really condensed, they get fresh out of units. Do they at any time ever get an attention unit really trapped anywhere in the bank? No, they don't. Not one. But they're afraid to have any out there. Now, you could take a low-tone freak player, and he will actually be able to emanate attention units. He can throw a flitter around like mad. I mean, I don't even care if he's included. You can still get him to throw out flitter. You can say, all right, start throwing it out. And he'll throw out flitter. You can throw it out for a long time. Of course, that isn't the important flitter. He already knows that, because every time he throws out this flitter, these little gold sparks comes off things. All right. Call it flitter in Hollywood. They call that stuff gold powder. It goes on hair wigs, and sometimes they use it on stationery and so forth. That's flitter. All right. This flitter, as it emanates, re-stimulates old lookingness, because they kept that old lookingness handy because it's been pushed in on. And they resisted, and something resisted them. And the thing that resisted them, they weren't taking any responsibility for, because they were standing and looking at it as it came in. And they were wanted an effect from it. And by wanting an effect from it, they, of course, were able then to be an effect of it. They wanted the effect of long-range looking. They wanted to examine it in its aesthetics. All right, as it jams up on them, and so on, because they basically, the first postulate is they want the effect on it. It basically goes right on down Tunska. It isn't true that all thought is caused by impact per se. It is thought, it is a fact, that all aberrated thought is caused by an impact, primary impact, or an impact would go through that gradient scale. Well, let's look at this for a moment and find out something from it. Let's find out then that subjective running goes just so far, because you're doing an introvert, you see, you're introvert, on and on and on and on and on, with very little extroversion. And so after a while, the body gets sort of, it gets pretty bad off. You keep throwing things into re-stimulation, not throwing them out. Even though you're burning them down, you're operating in close to the GE, which is the level of pain, or at least emotion. And certainly effort. But as far as the GE is concerned, you start throwing him into these various re-stimulations. Now, admiration processing and explosions, each one will have this effect upon them. This is your subjective technique, which is also called the limited technique. This material, then, which is turned up and which is banished one way or the other, has this secondary effect. If you're a step one, you care to shift your wavelength around, you will be able to perceive ridges. These are very interesting. The GE is so dependent upon his own network of ridges, upon his own network of oral communication lines, in order to get stimulus response and training patterns back into action again. The thetan in handling the GE is so dependent upon these ridges that both the body and the thetan start to go into apathy when too many of them get dissolved. How would you like to take a great big tractor and start burning down all of its control buttons? Just start shorting out its control buttons so that it had, the driver then had to find another way to control a tractor. The tractor, of course, would for a while drive much less easily, although its machinery was still all intact. Its control buttons, its ridges, its stores of of fuel and so on, all these things are being tampered with on close-up auditing. This doesn't say that it will hurt anybody over a long period of time to chew up some of these ridges. But after you, if you could stand up above a pre-clear and watch admiration processing or explosions be run on him, you would see that it's chewing up ridges. It's going to make a mess out of him sooner or later. This isn't going to hurt him any. That stuff will blow away. He could actually put it into other space yesterday, something of the sort, just other space, and he would be rid of it. But the trouble is, he is a machine which is running almost exclusively upon just this factor and no other factor. The ridge. He depends on everything. The ridge. Ridges are very amazing. Now, sometime you want to make this experiment. You ask a pre-clear to be out somewhere in front of his body. He'd have to be a pretty good step one. He'd have to be pretty well run in order for the fellow to do this. But because people don't like to get in front of their bodies, they think they've blown through them. And this is upsetting to them. They've gone all the way through. This scares them. The psychotic, by the way, is nearly always out in front of his face looking back. Neurotics all occasionally is, too. Every once in a while, you find a perfectly sane Satan out there, too. This Thetan is in front of the body. The Thetan's high tone scale. He isn't operating inside the body. When he walks out in front of the body, he keeps hauling the body along. If the Thetan's in a hurry, and the body's pretty slow. The Thetan will get over that, and he'll eventually get back. A Thetan, by the way, really trying to control the body. He wouldn't control it from the back. He'd control it from the front. So, but nevertheless, low on the tone scale, they get blown out front. And they don't know they're out front of the body, and they're very puzzled about the whole thing. They're out front of the body looking forward through a circuit which goes back around like a couple of loops, enters the body's head, and looks forward again through the eyes. Therefore, you have a picture of a man looking through himself continually. This is the case in some occluded cases, but not all of them. The occluded case is trying to look through his own head, which is an occlusion. He's looking through the body's head on a circuit which is then looking through his own head, and he gets his reperceptions and so on, simply by looking out in front of himself, which goes on a big tube, double curve loop, which goes back through the body's head, which goes back to the optical mirrors. He's got to have eyes. He knows this. All right. This is not true. Don't immediately assume it's your own case if you have an included case. Naturally falls in this category. It doesn't. Although some occluded cases become very, very funny after a good, solid process is run on them. Something they say, my God, I'm looking at my own eyelids. I've been looking at my own eyelids for a long time. Or, of course, it's dark in here. Just that. Of course it's dark in here. Nobody ever wired it up with electric lights or anything. Very funny. Now, pretty clear yesterday he was telling us about globs of energy drifting by and so on. Fella gets in the middle of a whole bunch of impacts, and part of this material gets dissolved. Part of his ridges get dissolved, and then he never puts them to yesterday because he knows they're valuable and he needs them. This is the postulate that's on the bridge, so I've got to have it. And he doesn't let go of this energy. He just keeps it around and keeps it around and keeps it around. But all of this is computational information, that he keeps it around, why he keeps it around, that he isn't responsible, that he is responsible, he wants to be helped, that he doesn't want to be helped. That's all computational circuitry. What we're interested in is the fact that he is in mechanical trouble. He's in a mechanical difficulty, nothing else. And that mechanical difficulty is stemmed from the characteristic, basically, of explosions, the characteristic of space. Space first, and then in space these explosions start occurring. Well, he gets this stuff adrift, and he doesn't want to get away with it, rid of it, and he doesn't want to throw it away. And he's had some explosions in his own life, and after that, his vision wasn't so good or something like that. But remember, this fellow's still in pretty good shape. He can see with his eyes. He can drift around. And having been scared once, he doesn't want to be scared twice. Another computational data. What he's really afraid of is getting those anchor points stretched out again. All the time. Brother, he didn't want those anchor points stretched out again. Every time you run into blackness, you've got pain. Every time. And when you start to dissolve that blackness, you start to bring that pain into view. And this becomes an interesting thing. You start to dissolve blackness, you run into pain. When you get an old, quote, fifth invader body. A fifth invader body composed of nothing but blackness. And this blackness is extremely difficult to handle. Why? It was used covertly. You can take a black piece of energy and blow it up in a black vacuum in such a way as to destroy somebody else's mock-up. And then you can say, me? I didn't do it. What happened? Cute, huh? It's a dramatization of the explosion. You get that? It's a dramatization of the end of the explosion. Blow somebody up with black energy, black explosion, and then they don't know quite what happened. See that? Okay. What do you run on an occluded case? How long do you run it? How long have you run?
2 years.
Why do you want to compare time with it? You run it till he's clear. That's simple. Who cares how long it takes? Fact of the matter is, it doesn't take very long. Now, he, by the way, is apt to become a little bit interested in his daily work, or interested in going someplace and being something else for a while. He gets a little bit disinterested in keeping his appointments. If you have to run this more than 2 or 3 sessions, he gets downright worried about this. Because this stuff is, he's a really heavy, rough job in a crude case. It's painful. Because, of course, you run at the same time the last moments of all explosions. You start running black explosions, you'll start running the last moments of white explosions. And they really hurt. And so do the black explosions. They really hurt, too. I can tell these people, you just say you got a black field, or say you have any blackness, any trouble with blackness. You ever been afraid of the dark, or a few dozen other questions like that? They start telling you, yes, well, you just start running some black explosions on them. But for God's sakes, bury it with 6 steps to better beings. Now, this is a faster technique than you've been using. Faster. Okay. The occluded case will discover some interesting things when he starts running black explosions. Where do you put them? Oh, you just throw them out there the way you do any explosions. Close? Well, if you want to. Do they explode for any reason? No. Do you run them in brackets? Yes. You run them in brackets. You get this explosion, black explosion, in brackets. Now, it's quite variable. You'll find out from various times that he's got different black things exploding because it's a large characteristic. The large class of this characteristic energy. So let's look at the large class. What is it? First, we start out with screens. A protective screen is quite ordinarily black. It's something you can hide behind. But oh, you can make black energy. Anybody can make black energy. You just say it's black energy. There it is. All right, so this fellow is standing there innocently with a protective screen, and he doesn't want to be shot up at the particular moment. Some other thing thinks this is a wonderful joke, and so he blows up the guy's screen. He has put some power and force into the middle of the screen, and it goes kabam, and there is a kind of black explosion. There's various other ways that black explosions are made, but you want to watch it pretty clear to get the most real reality there is, by taking a small black piece of something or other and putting it out there, making a black piece and making it explode. See? I mean, you put the blackness there and then let it explode rather than just have black explosions all over the place. This runs out various things. Runs out screens and so forth. You can do that in brackets, and you can do various things with it. Or you just run black explosions and let him make any way he wants to. Now, you've got to do some of that running. Oh, he just makes black explosions the way he can make black explosions. And you don't have to worry about what you do. At least you'll find these black explosions quite often with an occluded case only half explode. So you want to occasionally run no black explosions. Now, get a no black explosion out there. course, his immediate suppression turns on and the explosion goes, boom. You see how that is? His suppression of the explosion, when it happened to him, was sufficiently great that he could start stopping these explosions. But do you really have to worry about that? No, you don't, because if you just ran enough explosions, well, that suppression would go too. Now, you'll get some beautiful somatics doing this, and the preclear will get you get out of the preclear some beautiful somatics. You'll get some very interesting manifestations of physiological structure, which your preclear was quite sure were part of the anatomy of the GE. You'll have big sheets of stuff parked in various parts of his body. The stuff starts to curl up, go this way, go that way. And the stickiness, which he's been haunted with for some time, starts to get quite soft. And then you think you've got the preclear all beautifully. You've got the field clean for a change. Right? And then you turn around, having cleaned the field beautifully, and he hauls in a lot more black space, which you now have to blow out again. Now that you've started going on this and he's found out there is a method by which it duplicates, he's going to be pretty sure that he doesn't have any more of this stuff in the bank. That's the only thing which makes it occasionally a lengthy project. Well, let's not worry too much about how much black there is in the bank. Let's worry more about this. Let's get him by gradient scales to get sufficient reality on black explosions that he becomes confident of his ability to handle a black explosion. When he gets a certainty that he's handling a black explosion well, he then and only then is willing to stop pulling in pieces of black space to blow up. He stops running on the computation of I've got to get it all and so on. And the number of computations that come out of black explosions and so on are just countless. There's more reasons than you can possibly believe. You'll find that he says, well, I got this body in an old fac one, which is 200,000 years ago, and he wants to tell you about this. Ridiculous with it. I think it's where he got that particular body. And so what am I doing some good? But a couple of more black explosions de-intensify any further interest in it. See the covertness and the beautiful utility of the black explosion and its intense superiority over a white explosion, which discloses your whereabouts, makes this blackness to be exploded on the one hand quite valuable and on the other hand quite dangerous. So he both is holding on, he's holding on to this because it's valuable, and on the other side, he can't let go of it because it's dangerous. And so he gets caught between the devil and the deep blue. You'll find any preclear's got this. Now, so let's remember when processing black explosions that the preclear is going to run them until he gets a good certainty on can he do it. If he can have a black explosion at any time, and it's a good black explosion, and boy, it really, really knocked things around, he thinks this is real good. Now, chunks of his own occlusion for the first time will start crumpling up. Now, you can run white explosions long enough. You write, read PAB-12. PAB-12 is explosion processing. And in PAB-12, it says run them backwards. See, that's a big joke. You run the explosion backwards, it goes from nothingness to a black somethingness to a white somethingness to nothingness. That would be a backwards explosion. Well, some of these explosions would have blackness in them. I start with whiteness. But this isn't true at all. It's just such a thing as nothing but a black explosion.
This lecture is continued on side 2 of this cassette.
There was a shell in the Civil War which, when fired from a field gun, blew up in the air and made a black puff of smoke. You find the Civil War and re-stimulation on most Fifth Invader cases. Civil War is standing there as another lock on the case. Boy, those are valuable explosions. See, that's just wonderful. You can get out there and blow something up and the cops can never get near you. The engram cops.
ACAC fire in World War I. German ACAC fire.
German ACAC fire. Again, black mushrooms. Imagine if you found a pilot that had been mixed up in that. He had a Fifth Invader background. Boy, is this guy thick. He He really got it piled on. Well, all right, so we see that the war and violence leaves its mark upon man. But it was not without fun early in the track. Not without fun. Okay. Now, remember, this is another subjective technique. It's a real good one. But it is another subjective technique. Therefore, should be varied with 6 steps to better beingness. But please don't pull whistle. Please don't do this. Don't run black explosions on a case. On and on and on. Get better and better certainty on them. More and more data, and he's happier and happier about things. Go on and on and on, session after session after session. Running black explosions and 6 steps to better beingness, and black explosions and 6 steps to better beingness. Without some time or another asking him to be 3 feet or 3 miles back of his head, or be someplace in the universe he'd love to be. Because after a relatively small amount of black explosions, a man may be able to exteriorize with great ease, and you'll find out that this blackness will turn up on step one. Step one starts ramming around and making himself felt through the universe, and then all of a sudden he decides to be a little bit prankish or something, and it suddenly re-stimulates his index of black explosions. And he'll, quote, pull in a big piece of the black universe. Here we go. Now, you can get rid of it by running white explosions, too. But not anywhere near as fast as that much, much more valuable thing called a black explosion. Now, the thing that went in for black explosions, I call to your attention strongly, was already at a level of no responsibility. Although he was probably in a level of high humor. Not only would he take no responsibility for the form of having randomity and blowing things up, but he wouldn't take responsibility for having blown something up. All of a sudden, I had a few screens sitting up there in front of some mock-ups. All of a sudden, they went, boom, boom. And then over his head, another black explosion occurred. This very sympathetic Satan says, oh, I'm sorry, what happened? And I says, you did that to me. No, I didn't do that. Did what? It's probably because you put up those screens in such a way that the construction was imperfect or something like that, and the screen itself blew up. Yes, if you built them better, they wouldn't have blown up, of course. Or a fellow sitting up in space minding his own business, and all of a sudden there's boom, and he flies all over the place, and he has any idea exactly what happened to him because he didn't see a thing. Furthermore, the point that throws out a black explosion is not disclosed. If there was no flash to gunfire, generals would be much happier. You locate machine gun nests and field guns and ships at sea simply by the explosion of their guns. They go flack, flack, flick, 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 flick. All of a sudden, somebody drops a barrage on them. So the Thetan had to be in a situation already where he wouldn't claim his own explosions. So this gives us the interesting fact that if you find an occluded case and try to run responsibility on the occluded case will not run responsibility. Responsibility won't be cause. So therefore we can say many things about blackness. It is a symptomic of no responsibility. It is symptomic of not being cause. It is a desire to be effect. It is a lot of things. Because all of this material was in the Thetan early on the track. And this particular crew of Thetans with which we're dealing right now call themselves Fifth Invaders. But that's kind of a silly one. There was no real Fifth Invader force. But there was a Fourth Invader force. But the Fifth Invader force came along and kind of got pulled into the whole deal. There isn't any reason, again, though, to worry about history. Because what I'm talking to you about when I say Fifth Invader and Fourth Invader and so forth, I'm talking about parascientology. All we're interested in is getting somebody to get a certain kind of black explosion. Remember, it's a subjective technique. Should be interspersed with other techniques. And remember that you run into white explosions. Remember the that you run black explosions in brackets. You better run a very full bracket. There's one doing it to himself, and somebody else doing it to themselves, and other people doing it to other people, and then another person doing it to the pre-clear, and the pre-clear doing it to another person. Now you start running this on occasion, all sorts of stuff throws up and gets into view and all that sort of thing. It's terribly effective. Really grim. So we find out that explosions themselves are effective. Now here is a peculiar explosion, and it seems to be the genus of the occluded case. The genus of the occluded case has been traced occasionally on an occasional cases to something very remarkable, something else that's very remarkable. The guy is tearing like mad through space, more space opera, tearing like mad through space, and he collides with something. And this fellow gets re-stimulated by driving fast at night. And he's got all that black space in front of him. Well, this isn't a case for the black explosion. You just start running this out. It's the idea of going through space. Some of these cases, you just throw them onto the E-meter and you ask them something or other about where they are. And the next thing you know, full recall turns on the blast between lives. And the next thing you know, the fellow has complete color, visio, sonic, and full recall. We've had a very few cases who did this. Very fascinating. It happens so quick. All right. When you run thinking this, then you're running the extreme level of condensation, painful thinking. When you run emotion, painful emotion, you're running another close in. So let's just move out to good, big violence. And let's move first into the most covert, good, big violence that we can move on an occluded case. And let's run black explosions, because that's a covert violence at some distance.
There's no regulation against running this on an occluded case.
You're going to find that most cases run into an occlusion. We've been having a good time using this word, occluded case, because occluded cases get so proud. If you get a step one running around someplace, sooner or later he's going to run into a black theta trap, whether you like it or not. He's going to run into some black energy someplace in space. Or he's going to find somewhere on a track that he had a big use for it. You get into sorting through facsimiles. It's very interesting. You take a step one, and you start asking him for facsimiles. We're not yet ready to talk very much about step one. You start asking for facsimiles. And he'll have old stacks of facsimiles. He'll say, that's a funny thing. Here's the stack. And it's all stuck together with blackness. I hadn't ever noticed that before. Well, he's got a black explosion in there he's saving. And it's covert, and it makes him feel covert. Let's go into the last thing I think that you really ought to know about this. Is condemnit. A black explosion case becomes much more covert when you start running black explosions. He can think of more things to do and more reasons why he's not responsible, because you're re-stimulating all these moments of irresponsibility on the track. And he could tell you more fairy tales about what he's doing. You just start running black explosions and it generates all this, because this is in the bank. All this covertness is in the bank. So you start running a black explosion on an E-meter, and you'll be a happier auditor. When the explosion goes off, the needle will jump. You can always see an emotion on the needle. Now, in running explosions, if you want to get a much, much happier reading on the E-meter that gives you lots less action on the E-meter, you want just the explosion on the E-meter, you'll set the sensitivity knob down. The old HR53, I think I used to run that at 5. Yes, I used to run the sensitivity needle at 5, and a little bit below 5 for explosions. And then the needle would just twitch a little bit, and you can just sit there happily watching the needle twitch. And all other manifestations just go through the machine or unrecorded. There are a lot of things that happen with regard to black explosions, a lot of things that happen to the guy's bank and internally and so forth. But watch out that this doesn't happen to you, that a demon comes up and you get interested in the demon rather than in continuing the case. So I said many interesting things show up. This is the Black Witch Doctor from Haiti, who is running pretty clear. He's black. He's got a black body. And there's this black demon that has always been hanging on the Preclear's ears. And there's this black demon that's been sitting on the Preclear's head. All of these things are talking demons and all of that. Well, those are things for which the Preclear can't be responsible. So, of course, there are ridges of black energy which can't talk. About which the Preclear can't do anything and really can't talk most of the time because these things assume considerable power. All right, the Preclear then will very often start telling you about a demon who has just shown up. Fortunately, the technique is sufficiently fast that two explosions later, the thing is gone. Well, that's about all there is to say about this. There's a lot more data you will learn as auditors. I give you those words of caution, particularly the old level demon deal. Pack one bodies quite often are black. They keep hammering and pounding the guy with black energy. He's trying to disappear. The way they did this with a pack one body was to hang up a black curtain and pound with the pack one machine through the curtain at the Preclear, and they pounded through, and it gave him the impression he was now covered with blackness, and so he re-stimulated one of his old black energy levels and so forth, and so he could operate as a demon. Preclear was black as sub-zero on the tone scale, uniformly. They get worried about ownership and so on. This material is re-stimulated by education. Everybody has to suppress white, which immediately makes education covert. Black ink comes up out of the page. Therefore, anything that explodes out of that page is no responsibility. And people who write on scientific subjects are running the damnedest no responsibility you ever heard of, because there are occluded cases writing in black and white. These boys get terrific. According to the records, which were examined by some other firm, and on the authority of a scientist I have never met, my tentative conclusion on the matter, although we have not yet added up the final figures, tend to indicate that a result is possible under certain cases, at least with some investigators. Of course, the biochemical houses don't do that these days. Biochemical houses are so pressed to keep up the reputation of the medical profession. The medical profession is running a no responsibility. It's turned over all its responsibility, you might say, to the drug companies. The drug companies are having to keep up so hard to keep the public interested in medicine. The biochemists are then turning out material and they're testing it on one series of 1K, series of 2 cases, series of 3 cases. As long as they write it up with that level of caution, they blend it total conviction. The people who read this material and believe it are able to assume a conviction only when nobody will assume a responsibility. See what happens? Well, all right, your Preclear is always giving you qualification when he's got an occluded bag. Well, I think I feel better. I don't know. Now, this goes into a lot of reason. He doesn't dare let out white energy was the first thing that happened to him. He got hurt by letting out white energy. He found out that the black energy could be exploded too, and he's off to the races. Now he gets stuck. The biochemist, as I say, writing on the white page, is jumping around and raising the devil. That's because he hasn't yet had his anchor points knocked in like the medical profession has. These cases of one and cases of three and so forth, fortunately, are not what we're up against here. We're talking about cases of God knows how many. I am beginning to believe that Scientology and Dianetics are the only sciences that have ever been researched. The only sciences in which there have been actual test cases set up, and where observation has been made of results, and where some attention has been paid to what was happening. I believe this. It's just getting more and more apparent to me. Because, you see, I'm basically very literal-minded. And when I read something, it in the past hasn't been a matter of no significance, or what is the significance? So when I read something, I think that's true, and I read that they used to do lots of cases, you see, and they used to test and prove things a lot of times, and everybody says they do, so I thought, gee, that's a good idea, let's do that, let's just send this out and let a lot of people use it and then find out what happens. In state correspondence, we get a lot of test cases, and every time something comes out, well, we will announce the thing with certainty and get it around, but if it doesn't bear that much freight when it gets out there in the 5th, 6th, 8th hand, the hell with it. We'll just find something else and throw it out there again, and we'll get there. We have. There's nothing much to this. But everybody has objected to my level of certainty on a technique. Unfortunately, I can't even mock up how to be the other way. I've had a bad time trying to. I tried to write that way. Tried to write for a medical paper one time, and I just couldn't make the grade. It was impossible. I didn't know exactly how to go about being so, you know, undecided. It was a very interesting experience for me. So you say, I wouldn't even know how to begin it now, even give you a mock-up of it. It's something on the order of, well, the people have been saying for a long time there is some possibility. It's qualified, of course, by the fact that there have been a great many researchers on it, so we can place some reliance upon their data. They've been saying for a long time that something possibly could be altered or changed about the mental attitude or outlook of somebody. And thinking about it, I don't know how to write like that. I sit down with a typewriter and I say, bam, bam, bam. Gets out there to hit that and it doesn't bam. Okay, there's always lots of bams left. This is though much closer to taking full responsibility for something than anything else I know. If it doesn't work, we can remedy it. If it worked in my hands, it worked in Joe's hands and Bill's hands. We worked about 15 pre-clears on this level. All seemed to work out just fine. Everybody seemed to feel a lot better. All right, let's let her go. Didn't go. And you find out that the people who get most upset about this is the person who was sitting in the middle of a big black explosion. And he really gets upset. So this made me very curious. I started to look around at several of my scientific friends. Oh, brother, this is brutal. The first moment any one of these fellows gets scared of white energy, he immediately starts using himself, in himself, and around himself, as far as the thing is concerned, black energy. And then this has no responsibility on the end of it consistently. And brother, he's done. He's just right matched up there on a question and answer with the next universe. Science is, what is the answer to mess? What is the answer to mess? And there's nothing more pliable or more push aroundable than mess is. And so that's the way science goes. Science will follow the downward curve in America, common like clerking, and then it'll go down to the level of kind of inferior, street cleaning. And it'll go down below that, and fellows will be very, very, they're already getting very covert. And then it'll go down to the level where there won't be any. Do you know, it's an astonishing thing that this curve has already been followed in some countries of the world. America is probably the last country of the world which is beating the drum today for science. It sounds blasphemous what I say about science, but it just sounds routine in England. They say, yes, what's so surprising about this? What's so surprising about the fact that science is not the answer to our civilization? We know that. We can't figure out why you're calling this Scientology, though, because it gets it into disrepute with the people. They know science has failed them. Well, science goes into the irresponsibility and gets itself all messed up with its own mock-ups, and there it is. So, one more fact. When you get mixed up with a scientist, you are mixed up immediately with an occluded case. Because his tone level to be a scientist today, for him to get repute, draw Nobel Prizes and things like that, is uncertainty and blackness, and what is the significance of it? what you would do for American science today if you went out and got a half a dozen of the top cookies in this business, you swamped them up. They really are effective, and they would have to take responsibility for what they were doing. You swamp them up, they start to take responsibility halfway up the line for science. And holy cats. Because all this technology has been worked out, nobody's using it. The U.S. government had to come along and take the atom bomb and subsidize it before anybody built one. That's incredible, because the amount of commercial value to an atomic bomb is so great, the capitalization of $3 billion to put together a pile, that is nothing. I know many projects that have had more capitalization than that in the private industry. You know, they had to go to the only organization in the country that notoriously wasted everything, and that was the government. Because nobody could take the responsibility of his own discoveries in the field of atomic energy. Actually, there is atomic energy. Atomic energy today can be made so simply, so fascinatingly simply. Atomic bombs can be made so easily that you would actually believe somebody had to get in and have made several before they found this out. That isn't the case. Some scientist could have chewed away and figured this out. he could have made atomic bombs. The mad Russian scientist is an impossibility. Nobody should be afraid of this level of blackness. No, what happens if you run out the blackness on a case exclusively? You get, for the first time, something like full responsibility. And what's full responsibility? Let's say there's a war in progress. And somebody starts taking full responsibility for the war. Downscale, he takes a blame for the war having begun. And upscale, he simply takes full responsibility for both sides. It doesn't mean that he does a thing. Full responsibility is not coincident with action. And may I point out old APA and its little essay in there on full responsibility. So you ask the question many times, well, why does this fellow, when he becomes an operating bait and so forth, just why doesn't this fellow go over and straighten out this or that situation? Well, this or that situation, that isn't the way you straighten out things in this universe. You start operating from the side of doing everything sweetly and everything pleasantly and so forth. That isn't the way things get worked out in the universe. Not necessarily sweet and pleasant at all. You have to throw a lot of people to the lions, and you have to do all kinds of weird and horrible things. And to get something done, to want to have something done about an evolving culture in the first place denotes an impatience with the culture. So you get an operating Thetan going, and he gets up the line, and you say, well, why doesn't he go out like the... I had to, by the way, answer the phone about 6 times, auditors and so forth, calling me in London about Joe Stalin. That was very interesting to me. They actually thought I'd have the best interest in doing something about Stalin. That got me to thinking. So I called up a couple of guys I knew were operating things, and this is the first time I really sat down and thought this over very thoroughly and completely. These guys didn't have any interest in Stalin, and I suddenly realized I hadn't had any interest in Stalin for about 4 or 5 months. So he was dead. He was dead. Well, that's interesting. What did he die of? It's kind of watching a little play going on the stage. It wasn't a matter of life and death to any of the operating things. It was a matter of life and death to people who couldn't operate. Now do you see why? So we get the matter of full responsibility. And we take a high level of full responsibility, such as that of an operating thing. You want him to go down and burn down the local police department in order to help out a friend of yours and so forth? Well, it isn't that he won't do it. He just can't see the point. He's just not able to digest exactly how this comes about. You try to then convince him by the fact that there is a reason for it to be done. An operating Thetan doesn't need reasons. Only the body has reasons. You want to make somebody well sometime, make him do something without any reason. And he'll actually snap up the tone scale a little bit, the same categories, and make somebody tell you a lie. Another little technique. Make the guy do something without any reason. Make him go over to the window. One auditor did this and slammed the case to glory over in England. The guy, just every time he'd say, do this or do that, the little fellow said, why do I have to do that? And the auditor explained it to him that the reason was adequate. The fellow would then put the walk-up out there or something like that. The auditor finally said to him, rather brilliantly, he said, well, walk over to the window and look out. And the fellow said, why? He said, do it without any reason at all. Just walk over to the window and look out. This man was thunderstruck, the idea of making him walk. But he didn't have any idea. It was even therapeutic. There wasn't even a therapeutic reason for doing this. And he walked over to the window and looked out and, bam, broke a very severe neurosis. He suddenly realized he'd done something without a reason. He suddenly realized the upper truth. There is no reason for action except that. The answer to action is action. So don't expect your operating theta to go out and solve all the problems in the universe. He blows up theta traps, not because he thinks that theta shouldn't be trapped. He blows them up because they explode so well. Now this sounds sort of idle, doesn't it? It's certainly a sort of a Peter Pan way of looking at things. But it's much closer to a very beautiful and comfortable way of life than anything else. It's hard for people to understand why it would be that a person becomes an operating faith. It's hard for people to understand why spirits wouldn't immediately come down and start cleaning up mess, or cleaning up earth culture, and so forth, unless it was simply to get some randomity. They just don't do it, that's all. They have to have a reason. Well, the reason they'd have to have really would be a magnificent magnitude. Have to be a terrific reason that covered a full responsibility of practically one end of the mass universe to the other. That to really get down and buckle down and think it was serious, you have to get above the levels of the guy's ability to look and reach. See? A man who is stopping the fighting of a war isn't looking at both sides. He's just looking at one side. So anyway, this doesn't alter the fact that war is going to chew up this civilization and it won't be here one of these days just because of it. Well, if you still want the civilization, you better slow the war down.